The Sabbath turns minds to the Creator, May 5. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. NKJV. Many professing Christians of today are closing their hearts and minds to the Sun of Righteousness, whose bright beams would chase away the darkness and mist that exist there. They refuse the light, and make God's requirements and will of secondary importance. In place of the rest day given them by Jehovah, they accept a counterfeit Sabbath, they worship an idol, and transgress God's holy law in trampling upon the Sabbath which He has instituted and blessed. The object of the Sabbath was that all humanity might be benefited. After God had made the world in 6 days, He rested, and blessed and sanctified the day upon which He rested from all His work which He had created and made. He set apart that special day for human beings to rest from their labor, that as they should look upon the earth beneath, and the heavens above, the tangible proofs of God's infinite wisdom, their hearts might be filled with love and reverence for their Maker. Had the human family always kept the day which God has blessed and sanctified, there would never have been an infidel in our world, for the Sabbath was given as a memorial of the Creator's work. It was given that, upon that day in a special sense, people might draw their minds away from the things of earth to the contemplation of God and His mighty power. The heathen in their blindness bow down to idols of wood and stone. These be our gods, they say. But in the fourth commandment we have the proof that our God is the true and living God. In it is the seal of His authority, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. In the heavens that declare the glory of their Maker, the sun, shining in its strength, giving life and beauty to all created things, the moon, and the stars, the works of His hands, we see the superiority of the God we worship. He is the God that made the earth and the heavens.